It's 12 minutes after 9 o'clock in the morning. Very happy to have this person on the air. Dr. Carly Drummer, president of Columbia Green Community College. Doctor, thanks for chatting with us this morning. How are you making out?
I'm doing very well, and thank you for giving me the opportunity to speak to the community today, Bob. I really appreciate it.
No problem at all. You guys have transitioned to online classes and in record time, too. Tell me about that.
Yes, we totally turned all of our face-to-face classes into online classes in less than 2 weeks, believe it or not,
man,
with some of our faculty who had never taught an online class before. So our seasoned online instructors stepped up and started helping their colleagues transition to the new learning platform. And things have gone amazingly well. Our students have adapted to the new environment. The faculty are doing well with it. It's certainly a very different experience to take an online class versus a face-to-face one. But under the circumstances, we're so pleased to be able to, enable our students to continue their academic journey and, not have, with as little disruption as possible.
2 weeks, that's unbelievable. Baptism under fire. My God, that's fantastic.
Yes, it was.
Tell me about the Co-Green Cares. You've got that program up. What's up?
Oh, we do. This is a wonderful program started by our marketing team. What we do is launch some kind of an event every week. So the first week that we were working remotely and learning remotely, we started with send us a photo of what your at-home office space looks like.
Mm-hmm.
So people took pictures and posted on our Facebook and other social media channels, and it was really fun to see from some people who are using a dining room table to others who are just kind of, in a corner of a room. So that was fun. And the week after that, we did pets at home. So everyone sent in photos of their fur babies fish or whatever they consider a pet and shared that with the community. And this is National Poetry Month.
Mm-hmm.
So we've been having some people read from their own work. And like our Dean of Academic Affairs Emeritus, Phyllis Carito, who is a poet in this area, she read from her works, and others have been reading from their favorite poems. So that's been fun.
Wow.
And we had our first virtual pop-up event on Wednesday, and that was in honor of the 50th anniversary of Earth Day. So you're doing 70s music this weekend.
Yep.
That's, right in there with Earth Day 1970.
Right, exactly.
And, people logged on and took the Earth Day pledge, which was really great. So we had a spirit day where people donned their Columbia Green regalia, took selfies of themselves, wearing their t-shirts, sweatshirts. They posted those photos. So we're trying to have, some lighter moments during this very, very peculiar time that we're facing right now.
Listen, it's the lighter moments that are going to get us through this whole thing. That's the fact. I mean, you have to.
That is so true.
You have
That's
to
right.
Do
we
that.
Can't forget to laugh. We've got to keep laughing.
You have to do that or you're going to be sunk. Tell me about financial aid. We can still get financial aid, Doctor?
Oh, yes, absolutely. Now, you have to be eligible for Title IV funding.
Mm-hmm.
There are, some restrictions around that, but students can absolutely apply for financial aid. And we just heard, literally this morning, breaking news that Columbia Green has been accepted to offer the Second Chance Pell grants to our incarcerated individuals, which is a very big boon to that population. It serves basically prisoners who are, about to be released and who, are taking classes with the college now anyway. And this is a chance that their tuition is paid, while they're still in prison. And then when they're released, we certainly hope that, they will continue their education with us.
Nice. You've got on your website the all the information that anyone would need concerning COVID-19, how to apply for college, tutorial services, library services. So the whole thing is covered for you on the website if you have any questions about that. I really enjoy talking to you. It's Dr. Carly Drummer, the president and CEO of Columbia Green Community College. What are we not getting into that you wanted to talk about?
Oh, my goodness. Well, I just want to give a shout out to the community, the Code Green team, because when I started my position in July, I knew that there was something very special about the college. And it's very cliche to say, but Columbia Green is a family. And I have seen that come to incredible heights in the past several weeks. People in the college, faculty, staff, deeply care about themselves and each other. And the focus on the students is extraordinary. You know, people are going out of their way to make sure that, you know, students are being served. Students need reassurance that they're, you know, they're going to get through this. Soon we're going to be starting a phone call chain that we're, each employee is going to be reaching out to various students, just doing a check-in, as we call it. And I think that that kind of spirit is what's going to get us through this. And on the other side, I think we are going to be a much stronger and even more vibrant institution.
I do believe that. You know, you're, I think that this is going to make us all a lot stronger, because we're all, surviving it is, once you survive something, well, we've never been through this. So once we survive something like this, you're going to have to come out stronger. I mean, no doubt about it. You guys are doing a heck of a job up there. I mean, that is just a marvelous thing you're doing. I mean, a 2-week transition from, we're going to close it out and go online, and in 2 weeks, you're up and running with very few wrinkles. I think that's just a phenomenal thing. Kudos to all you guys up there. That's fantastic.
Well, thank you, Bob. We appreciate that.
Dr. Carly Drummer, President, CEO, Columbia Green Community College. Go to the website, check it out, and all the information you need is up there. If you'd like to register, tutorial, whatever you got, whatever questions you have, they've got it covered there. Doctor, thank you so much for taking time. Anytime you want to chat with us, please feel free to give us a call, okay?
Well, thank you so much, and keep those 70s hits coming. That's my era, my disco period. I love it.
Are you a disco person, Doctor?
Oh, my gosh. I love disco. I love the nightlife.
I love it. All right. Cool. Very nicely done.
Alicia Bridges. Absolutely.
I love it. There you go. Thank you, Doctor. Way to go. 20 after 9 o'clock. 92.